Well, greetings. Greetings in the name of Yahshua. Yahshua Christus, Heliai Selassie, Jah, Rastafari, Jesus Christ, new name. In these last days of judgment in Babylon, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Monday, June the 22nd, 2015. That was Bob Marley. Top ranking. Top ranking meaning. Everyone wants to be on top. Everyone wants to rule. Everyone has that within them to rule and be the leader. And so the wicked ruling class manipulate that reality. They know we have the potential to be gods and goddesses, children of the Most High, leaders of the kingdom of God, queendom of God that's in heaven. And so the wicked take that potential and maneuver us into destruction of one another. Who is the they that don't want to see us unite that Bob is talking about? They don't want to see us unite. All they want us to do is keep on fussing and fighting. They don't want to see us live together. All they want us to do is keep on killing one another, top ranking. The wicked ruling class are the they. The House of Rothschild are the they. The Oppenheimers, who control all mineral resources all over the earth, international trade and commerce of minerals and resources, and all of your wars and all your bloodshed is over some mineral, some resource in Africa, in Asia, in Central and South America, Mexico, Isles of the Pacific, Caribbean, etc. Wherever there's conflict, these are the they who control us and manipulate us and manipulate the infinite power within us to be leaders, and use that power, infinite power, within us and manipulate us to cause us to destroy one another. Watch these lyrics. They say the blood runs, and it runs through our line. Talking about the science of the blood and the way the blood runs and causes us to live and have lineage and have generations and generations and generations. Further on the lyrics. And our hearts, heart of hearts divine. Oh, Bob Marley. Robert Nesta Marley. Teaching us that our hearts are divine hearts. Is it not the heart that pumps the blood through the physical structure, causing there to be generations and generations and lineage and lineage? The heart is divine. The heart that pumps the blood in the physical structure is divine. Therefore, the blood is divine. Therefore, the lineage is divine. Therefore, the generations and generations of people are divine. So when we see this truth and reality, how can we kill and destroy one another when we know that we are from divinity? And John saw them coming with the truth from an ancient time. Then he says, the brotherly love, the sisterly love that I feel this morning, the brotherly love and the sisterly love that I feel this morning. Oh, sisters and brothers. Bob Marley, the I3s, Judy Mowat, Rita Marley, Marsha Griffiths, and the Wailers, Tyrone Downey, Al Anderson. Tyrone Downey on the keyboards, Al Anderson on lead guitar, Junior Mervin on lead guitar, Aston Family Man Barrett on bass guitar, Carlton Barrett, the brother of Family Man Barrett, Carlton Barrett on the drum, and Earl Wire Lindo on organ and drumming net and Alvin Seco Patterson on the bongos and the congos and percussion and etc. All the truth they are telling us. The infinite divinity. Now watch this now. We're going back to Genesis chapter 1, verse 2. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. You, sisters and brothers, are the face of the waters. The whole of the mass matter, material, physical, flesh, universe, the finality of the alpha physical universe, we all are the face of the waters. Here, the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. We are now in phase two, sisters and brothers. We are now in utero. In phase two, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad taught us that the atom began to build the self of the atom 76 trillion years ago. 66 trillion years ago. 6 trillion years ago, which is an estimation into time eternal, time infinite, infinite, time infinite, which is the mother father of physical time space continuum, time infinite. We are in time infinite, in utero, the seed of life, which was that dot in the middle of the empty zero circle womb, is now activated. We are in utero, and the self, which is the Christ, the self, which is the Almighty, the self that Yahuwah Hayah knew before being formed, we are forming now. We are in utero, forming. We're moving from the formless stage of phase one into the forming stage of phase two. The Spirit of God moved on the waters. The word God here is Elohim, gods and goddesses. That is you. That is me. That is the whole of the physical, visible, mass, matter, material, flesh, universe. We all are the Elohim. We all are the body of Christ. We all are the self. All of us are the self of Yahuwah Hayah. This word Elohim, rulers, judges, divine ones. Didn't Bob tell us our hearts are divine? Our blood is divine. Therefore, we are divine, angels, gods, but not just gods, goddesses, godlike or goddess-like, the works or the special possessions of God. Well, is it not the reality that the whole of the universe is possessed by the Almighty Father and the Almighty Mother, Holy Spirit? Therefore, the whole of the universe is the Christ, the express image of the hidden and unseen Father and Mother, the express image of the deep, the dark waters and dark energy, the deep. We are the express image of the Almighty and the whole of the physical, visible universe. We, all of us, are the express image of the Almighty. We are the Elohim. We are the Christ. Now, the Spirit of the Elohim. Who is this Spirit of the Elohim that is moving on the face of the waters? 7307. On the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, Ruach, feminine noun, because this is Mother, Holy Spirit. She is feminine. She is defined as wind and breath and mind and spirit. heaven, gas, air. These are scientific terms. Energy of life. So what is moving, sisters and brothers? Energy is moving. Gas is moving. Air is moving. Spirit, which is energy, is moving and giving animation, giving vivacity and vigor and life and movement, giving disposition, meaning attitude. Didn't Funkadelic say if you change your attitude, you can fly? Well, Mother Holy Spirit is giving us her attitude, her disposition. Energy is moving. Do we understand, sisters and brothers? We're talking about electromagnetism. Electromagnetism. And let me see if I can remember something. Electromagnetism has to do with magnetism developed by a current of electricity. So electricity, energy, electron is moving on the face of the waters. And we want to remember that the word face, which has to do with every physical structure in the physical, visible, mass, matter, material, flesh universe, is the face of the Almighty. But there is something else interesting about the word face. Face of animals, face of people, face of the ground. Every face of the physical, visible, mass, matter, material universe. But the face is also defined as the seraphim and the cherubim. We want to keep that in mind. The seraphim and the cherubim representing energy conductors, electromagnetism, Mother Holy Spirit moving on the face, moving on the cherubim, moving on the seraphim, moving on the face of the animals and the face of people and the face of the earth and the surface of every surface in the physical visible universe in the womb of Mother Holy Spirit. And she is moving now. We are in utero. And we are going through all of the stages of coming to birth in the womb. And the spirit of the mother is moving now. Mother Holy Spirit is moving. And we are experiencing electromagnetism in the womb of the universe in utero in phase two. A fundamental physical force that is responsible for interactions between charged particles, which occur because of their charge and for the emission and absorption of photons, that is about 100 times weaker than the strong force, and that extends over infinite distances. Did we not say that when you divide anything by zero, you get infinity? Infinite distances, Mother Holy Spirit is moving, but is dominant over atomic and molecular distances, also called electromagnetic force. Compare gravity, strong force, weak force, a branch of physical science that deals with the physical relations between electricity and magnetism. Charged particles, proton and electron polarity. Now let's just take our time. See, Mother Holy Spirit is moving on the faces of the waters, the faces of the deep, the faces of all of us who will be born as every part, parcel, facet of the mass, matter, material, physical universe. Mother Holy Spirit, energy, electricity, air, and gas is giving life, giving animation, giving vivacity and vigor, giving disposition or attitude to every face, every person, every animal, every insect, every portion in the water, every portion that walks on the land, every portion that flies in the air, every portion in any portion of the universe. Mother Holy Spirit, with ourselves in phase two in utero, is dispensing electromagnetism, causing charge, particles. We are being charged now. We are particles being charged with the polarity of masculine or proton and the feminine electron. We are emitting and absorbing photons, which is light. Light is in the womb. We are moving in and out of light in phase two in utero, Mother Holy Spirit moving, light, emitting light, and absorbing light. Light coming out from our core being. And then we are absorbing light again back into our core being. The whole of the unborn, physical, visible, mass, matter, material universe. Interaction. Interaction. She's responsible for our interaction amongst each other. How do we interact with each other? How do we behave when we are in and within one another's presence? This Mother Holy Spirit dispensing gas and air, dispensing energy and electricity, which is extended over infinite distances. The universe is infinite. And Mother Holy Spirit in her womb of the universe, ourselves in her womb in utero, she is dispensing energies and causing magnetism over infinite distances. And she is dominant over the atomic and the molecular distances. You and I are atomic. We are proton, neutron, and electron. We are molecular, made of molecules. Mother Holy Spirit, electromagnetic force, physical science that deals with the physical relations between electricity and magnetism. You have noticed how magnets are drawn to iron. Is it the ore in the iron? A property in iron draws magnets, and magnets stick on the iron. I can't remember if I think the proton portion of the magnet is drawn to the iron, and the electron portion of the magnet repels from the iron. So you have a drawing to and a repelling from. The proton is the positive energy drawn to the iron. The electron is the negative energy propelled and repelled from the iron. You need proton, positive energy, and electron, negative energy to work together, or I should say charge. You need proton positive charge along with electron negative charge to produce energy and produce life. And so we are learning of how opposites attract, how attraction works in the universe, and how repellents work in the universe. You notice how you are attracted to some people and you are repelled by other people. Well, we must understand there are natural properties within each other that cause attraction with some and cause a repelling with others. And even though some people may repel you and turn you off, we are here in the universe together. And that appears to be a problem. We say, oh, I'm repelled by that person. I want nothing to do with that person. I want to get rid of that person. But did not Funkadelic say that the answer is in the problem? So we have a problem. Me and this person and myself can't get along. We're not attracted to one another at all. We're repelled by one another. But we are here in the universe together, and all of us are to come together to propagate life and propagate civilization and come together in order that we all may attain to the highest heights of God and Goddess, children of the Most High. So, could it be that the one that repels you and me is like that reality where the sun is manufacturing the flesh, using fire and light on a grand scale, pulling on this infinite dark water matter and this infinite dark spirit energy? And you and I are fire, and we are dark water matter, dark spirit energy. And so when the sun pulls on that dark reality, impurities form, and dross and gross matter forms. And so the sun must purify and burn off the dross and the gross matter to render the flesh cleansed and purified and purged and transformed. So is that one that we can't get along with that brings up enmity and animosities within us? Is that the fire burning within that one and ourselves and burning within each other, pulling on our water, dark matter, pulling on our dark energy, dark spirit, lifting the impurities, lifting the dross and the gross matter, lifting our faults and our defects, our enmities and animosities and jealousies and prejudices and hatreds, so that we may see ourselves and see our sins face to face and deal with our sins and our faults and defects face to face, so that we may burn them off, deposit the entropy and the chaos and the disorder within the abyss, the Sheol, the Hades, the hell, the fire within, the abyss, and burn off that wickedness. So that now, whereas once we couldn't get along and repelled one another, now we are attracted to one another because we dealt with the self, we dealt with the mind, we dealt with the consciousness, we dealt with the soul. We realized that our hearts are divine, our blood is divine, we are divine, and we must come together and overcome our differences, overcome that which repels us, and be drawn to one another for the mission of existence and living for all. Charged particles, proton and electron polarity, electricity. We're going to take our time and go over definitions of science and continue to attempt to bring out the deep truths that we find within the science. Electricity is a noun. In the plural, you say electricities. The year that the word was created in the English language, 1646. We're looking at all that Mother Holy Spirit is doing in the womb. Electricity, a fundamental form of energy, energy, energy. Mother Holy Spirit is energy, and electricity, electron, is a form of energy, and Mother Holy Spirit is moving in her womb in phase two. We are in utero. A fundamental form of energy observable in positive and negative forms that occurs naturally as in lightning or is produced as in a generator, and that is expressed in terms of the movement and the interaction of electrons. Now let me see if I can say something. Positive and negative forms. Electricity, observable, a form of energy, a form of Mother Holy Spirit giving birth to the positive and the negative. The positive is the proton. The negative is the electron. These two polarities, these two charges, these two forms of energy coming from Mother Holy Spirit, coming from dark energy, dark spirit, positive charge, negative charge, proton, positive charge, electron, negative charge. These forms, derivative of dark spirit, dark energy, occurring naturally as in lightning, or in a generator, expressed in terms of movement and interaction of electrons. We all have electrons, electrons within us, electrons in the universe. These two polarities coming together in the physical, visible, mass, matter, material, face, flesh universe. Now let me see if I can say something quickly. Because the physical universe must conduct electricity, must use electricity. Electricity, energy must move in the matter, the physical universe, so that the physical universe can have the energy to do what the physical universe must do. Now, the face of the deep, every part, parcel, facet, face of the universe, animals, we're going to say insects, or we should say all in the water, the seas and etc., fishes, all on the land, animals, insects, people, and all in the air. But seraphim and cherubim, did it not give the example of lightning? Well, seraphim, burning and glowing. This is an African Hebrew word, an order of celestial beings. These are beings that operate in the physical universe, whom Isaiah beheld in a vision, standing above Jehovah as he sat upon his throne. Jehovah is mother and father. He and she sat on his and her throne. Isaiah 6 and 2. They are described as having each of them three pairs of wings, or a total of six wings. Three pairs, meaning three times two. A pair is two. Three pairs, three times two, six wings. With one pair or two, they cover their face, 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 face of the deep, face of the waters, a token of humility. With the second, they cover their feet, a token of respect. And the third pair of wings, they flew. So six wings, two to cover the face, face of the water, face of the deep, two to cover the feet, and two to fly. They seem to have borne a general resemblance to the human figure. Their occupation was twofold: to celebrate the praises of Jehovah's holiness and power, and to act as a medium of communication between heaven and earth. So we're talking about the power of dark spirit, dark energy, dark water, dark matter, to communicate with the physical, visible, flesh, mass, matter, material, universe, and the angelic beings are the medium in the physical universe to communicate from the unseen, invisible, original darkness, deep, dark water, matter, dark spirit energy. Seraphim is a plural word found in Isaiah's vision. Seraph, which is the root of seraphim, signifies a fiery serpent. Serpents represent wisdom. Be wise as a serpent, harmless as a dove. Fiery serpent, the Babylonian name for the fire god Nergal, was Serapu. We're looking at different variations of seraphim. In Egypt, there have been found eagle-lion-shaped figures guarding a grave to which is applied the name seraph. In English, the word is griffin. It is probable enough that popular mythology connected fire with the attendance of the deity in various ways among various peoples, and that burning lies at the base of the idea in all of these suggested etymologies. It remains, however, that in Isaiah's use, there is nothing of the popular legend or superstition. These seraphim are august beings whose forms are not at all fully described. They had faces, feet, hands, and wings, six wings, three pairs of wings, covered their faces and feet, and flew with the other two, were used to sustain them in their positions above the throne, meaning their wings were used to keep them circling the throne and hovering in juxtaposition to the throne of Yahuwah. One of them is the agent for burning with a coal off the altar, not with his own power or person, the sin from the lips of the prophet. So we see that fire and coals and burning and fire burns sins from the lips. Have we not been talking about the power of fire within to burn and purge and transform our flesh and our energies into the gods and the goddesses that we are supposed to be? Seraphim in Jewish theology are connected with the cherubim and the orphanim as the three highest orders of attendance on Yahuwah, and are superior to the angels who are messengers sent on various errands. As the cherubim in popular fancy were represented by storm clouds. Have we not been talking about clouds and storms, or air and gas, and the air and gas gathering in storms, and etc.? So the seraphim were the serpentine flashes of lightning. And we say again that electricity is associated with the polarity of positive and negative, and occurs naturally in lightning. And lightning usually there's a storm, a fire, a water storm, a rainstorm. But when you have thunder and lightning with the rainstorm, you have the cherubim, storm clouds. You have gas. You have air. You have clouds. You have water. And you have thunder. And you have lightning. And so you have electricity moving in proton, positive charge, and electron, negative charge. These two polarities, able to observe these two polarities occurring naturally in lightning. And the face of the watchers, the face of the deep, the whole of the mass, matter, material, physical face of the universe, the physical universe, conducting electricity, conducting energy, manifesting the electricity in the lightning. And with the lightning, you have clouds and you have storms. And so the seraphim is fire and associated with lightning, and the cherubim, the storm clouds. And so there you have the seraphim, and there you have the cherubim, and these realities able to manifest the energy as electromagnetism and magnetism and electricity and positive charge or proton and electron charge and the negative charge. You see the science in the universe and the science in the scriptures and how Mother Holy Spirit is manifesting all of these properties within her womb as she is moving upon the face of the watchers. Jah love and Jah bless. This is the Exodus, the movement of Jah, Rastafari Selassie people.